Amazon got a lot of public attention in 2018 with the announcement of its HQ2 location, partly because they chose two locations, Northern Virginia and Queens, New York. The move has sparked debate about what the presence of the company will mean for the communities where it's setting up shop. But the truth is, Amazon impacts all of our lives, regardless of whether you're in Seattle or Arlington, Virginia, or Long Island City in Queens. Just ask Carolyn Adolph. She's a reporter with KUOW out in Seattle, and she's the co-host of Primed, a podcast about how Amazon is changing life as we know it. Their second season launches this week, and Carolyn joins me now. Hi there, Carolyn.
Hi, Matt.
So your first season really looked at Amazon and its relationship with Seattle, its home base. And this season, you're looking more at Amazon and its relationship with the people who rely on it. Why did you decide to shift the focus here?
Because we have such a strong sense in Seattle that the old world is falling away. You know, we get a lot of the first services that Amazon rolls out. And so we have some of the sense that we can see the future from here. I guess I just, you know, I wanted to make sure that people understand that even if you don't personally use Amazon for shopping, your life is still enmeshed in this company, because the companies that you do business with often have their data about you up in Amazon's cloud. Very much, it's becoming more than just a retailer. It's becoming part of the infrastructure of the web.
And it's also involved with government as well, right? I mean, Amazon has government contracts, so you can not have an Amazon account, but it's still intrinsically connected to your life.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, many governments. And that's a huge growing business for Amazon is actually the government side. So that's why the company is so fascinating to look at, because what you see when you look at it on the outside is a store, but when you go behind that, there is so much more to think about.
So we interact with Amazon as customers, but also as citizens. And I'm wondering if those two relationships are different, and if they conflict at all, and if that's something you're exploring in the podcast.
I mean, Amazon is among the largest of the tech giants. They're a huge part of our economy. They're part of our Internet of Stuff. They're a huge part of the Internet of Stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's gathering more power. So do we even have all the information we need to understand Amazon's role in our lives? Like, what's happening with the data trails we're creating by shopping on that platform? And the citizen in us has to ask whether there's such a thing as being too big or too powerful, especially when we can't fully disentangle ourselves from it.
But many of us are not asking that question of Amazon yet. There's a survey from researchers at Georgetown that pretty much shocked me when I heard about it, and that you talk about in your first episode. What were the researchers in that survey looking for, and what did they find out about Amazon?
At Georgetown University, they do a poll on a fairly regular basis of the status of trust among institutions in America. And usually they're just asking about things like the courts and Congress and the police and big corporations as a class. And last year they were like, we should just try something new. Let's throw in some tech companies and let's do them by name. And so at the last minute, pretty much, they added Google, Facebook, Amazon to this list and then conducted their survey. And to their surprise, they found that Amazon was the second most trusted institution in America after the military.
Wow.
And among Democrats, Amazon was second to none. Among Republicans, Amazon was behind the military and local police.
Incredible. And why do people feel this way? What's your sense of why we trust Amazon more than almost any other institution in America?
Well, you know, some institutions talk and other institutions do.
Yes.
And Amazon and coincidentally, the military, they are able to actually marshal forces to get stuff done. If Amazon says the box will appear at the doorstep on this day by this time, if it doesn't happen, you get an explanation practically before you knew that there was a problem.
As part of your reporting for the season, you spoke to Rob Williams, who worked at Amazon for almost a decade, and you brought us some tape from that conversation.
The fundamental underpinning of pricing is it's all about customer trust. In Amazon's perspective, Amazon wants to maintain customer trust. And as a category matures and Amazon grabs more market share, some people think Amazon will raise the prices. And no, the answer is Amazon automatically has to maintain customer trust.
So that kind of explains the Georgetown survey, right? The reason people trust Amazon is not accidental. It's by design.
Yes, it's by design, but it's still really remarkable because all companies want to be trusted and stay trusted. Rob Williams is saying that he believes that there's no way that prices can ever rise. And he points out that right now Amazon doesn't have enough retail market power to start manipulating prices. But in the past, you know, when we were talking about concerns about bigness, there were other concerns than just what happened to prices for the customer. And so, you know, there's a growing, you know, group of people who are looking at this company and saying, maybe there's something about this that's too powerful for the economy, and that maybe Amazon needs to be reined in some way. Mm.
If they can continue to maintain consumers' trust, or at least the vast majority of consumers' trust, is that what they need to continue to grow?
Certainly it's essential, but the forces that keep Amazon growing are way beyond the consumer and trust. You know, growth for Amazon is about what new industries it can enter and transform, like food and healthcare, and it's about market power and whether forces gather to argue that the company should be taken apart. It's just an excellent time to ask if we have our citizens are comfortable with what we're seeing.
Well, we're glad you're asking. Carolyn Adolph is the co-host of KUOW's podcast Primed, which is available for download now. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Thank you, Matt.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.